Chuck Hagel, as he'll be nominated by the president, the former Republican senator. Will he be in or out, though, after he's grilled on the Hill? We have Stick and Puck again, the NHL, settling their dispute. Woo-hoo. And in Connecticut, the lawmakers there want to make the names of gun owners public, just like the Journal publishing the names of people in Westchester and Rockland County, stirring up so much debate that they had to have armed guards because they were being threatened. And this is where we begin, at the crossroads of America. Hey, everybody. I like to say that America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is about the buzz in the backyard. So if you and I were talking at a coffee shop, we might be talking about some of this stuff. In fact, we would be talking about this, especially when it comes to the fact that, yes, America, we've got our hockey back. If you're a hockey fan, that's probably about 3% of this audience, but I am a hockey fan, and Matt Johnson is a huge hockey fan, too, probably even bigger than I am, so we are definitely going to announce that at the top of this, because that was huge that wrapped up, because tick, 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 just like the idiots in Washington, it's heavy drama. It came down to the waning moments. And they score! That's right. Bettman finally saw the light and cut a deal with the Players Association, so that's a good thing, because hockey couldn't afford to lose an entire season. It wasn't so great when baseball, which is America's pastime, went away for an entire season. It was tough to get all the fans back to the ballparks, but can you imagine getting them to these various rinks, arenas across the United States? I say in some places it'd be pretty tough. And the other good news about it is, if you've never seen hockey and you've wanted to go to a game and you lament that it's only about the corporate people who get the tickets, oh, there'll be ticket giveaways. You probably can get some free tickets, or if not, really, really cheap seats. You don't have to be in the cheap seats to realize that this is a very, very big issue in this country. It always has been a big issue, but when you have a mass shooting where 20 kids are killed, 26 in all, with the six adults thrown in there, and you see the outrage over what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, the gun debate is going to be the biggest thing on the agenda outside of Washington and inside of Washington. So in Connecticut, they're talking about making the names of, as I said before, the people who are packing some heat, making it public, or owning handguns, or having the permit. Because remember, just because you get the permit, you could go through a class, get the permit, and you just haven't picked up a gun yet. You intend to, but you haven't, and et cetera, et cetera. So because of Sandy Hook Elementary, there's a few people that are pushing legislation through, or trying to make it go through, that would make about 170,000 handgun permit holders in the state make their names public. And it's the biggest push is from this state representative, Stephen Dargan, who is saying, who's pushing this and saying, if this is passed, it would, one, reverse this 20-year-old decision to keep the personal information confidential, but instead it would get a broader discussion going on gun issues and mental health in the state. Now, fair or foul, throwing out the names of people who have gun permits, I mean, is that an invasion of privacy, or do people have a right to know who has a gun and who doesn't? I think because of what happened in December with the New York newspaper, publishing the names and addresses of the gun owners was wrong, what they did in Westchester and Rockland. One, because you'd have personal information that's just, boom, right there for anyone to see. So it could be any kind of a stalking deal. Plus, neighbors would be exposed. How many neighborhoods have, and they said how many permits there were. So somebody could easily look up and see, oh, well, look, they've got three, this, that, and then go across the street and see that nobody has a registered gun. They don't have a registered permit. So you know, that leaves them exposed against would-be robbers, let's say. But to me, the privacy thing is even bigger than that. And there's been a lot of backlash in this country against gun owners after a couple of shootings. And you know, you could go back to Virginia Tech and over the summertime, Colorado, and James Holmes and the nuttiness of that, the horrific nature, 12 people killed and 58 people wounded. And then Newtown, Connecticut just really was the straw that broke the camel's back. You all know how I feel about Second Amendment rights and owning guns and taking away rights is not the way I think that we want to go in this country. And unfortunately, the adage or the saying that guns kill and people don't, I would have to stick with that. And I think the bigger, to me, one of the biggest thing is responsible gun ownership. Look at changing up a few things perhaps there. For sure there. And then the other thing would be the mental health side of it. Why are we not looking at that? In all of the examples of these terrible shootings, the person is a nut, has gone crazy, has a history of problems, had showed some red flags that something wasn't right. That was clearly the case, I think, in the Colorado shooting. Certainly it was the case with Adam Lanza and what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary, and then we could go back. Virginia, you know, Virginia Tech, same thing. What happened there? So, you know, a gun, it's not the piece of metal. It's the person who ultimately is firing that. It's that's what's not working. Not looking at some of the checks for mental health and how they're getting guns. And what about somebody who's had got a restraining order or a protective order or that kind of stuff? I don't know. There are things that you could certainly look at that perhaps would make more sense. But taking away rights is a dangerous, dangerous thing. And if you don't believe the statistics, everybody always points to England or they point to Europe or other places where they don't have guns. But we can also prove that point to be incorrect. Look what happened in Norway, the mass shooting there. And somebody who wants to get the guns then would still be able to get them, so then the bad guys would be armed, and you know, the people that wanted to just defend themselves would not be armed. And right before the tragedy at Sandy Hook, the you know, gun control wasn't as, I'm going to say, polarizing. Politics is polarizing in this country. Gun control is now very polarizing. In certainly in the Northeast, in Connecticut, New York, the conversation's there, but I think across the country it's become that much bigger. And you look at firearms and the manufacturing business, where is it? In Connecticut, it's been huge. And it's a state that has some of the biggest or strongest, is a better way to say it, gun control laws that we have in the United States. So we're always kicking open the door on that one. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Going to fill in some more of the blanks from over the weekend and what's ahead this week coming up on the flip side here in America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I think Connecticut is the tip of the iceberg. They're going to debate, because there's been a push for this, to expose the people who have, and I say expose them, print their names and addresses and all that stuff if they've got a gun permit, much like the Journal did in New York for Westchester and Rockland counties, and there was such a big blowback on that. The newspaper actually had to get an armed guard because they were getting threats. And I think it is an invasion of privacy. But it's easy to get that information because of Freedom of Information Act and a myriad of other reasons that can be made public. But I think it's a disservice to the public, frankly, to have that info out there, including the people who don't have guns. So it's not just the gun owners themselves. Here's their name. Here's their address. I mean, let's just roll this back. Do you want your name and address and phone number in the newspaper or on websites with lots of people, thousands and thousands of hits? No. The answer is no, I don't think you want that. And especially taking it from the point of view of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay, we've got gun permits here, but they don't across the street. I think it's the wrong way to go, but it might be to put pressure on to push the anti-gun message and get that out there. We may see this debate in every single state. There might be a grand push for that. Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Sounds like we're drawing a line in the sand, Katie.
Oh, yeah, we are. I think this is it. So already you had the Journal in New York, and now you have Connecticut, which they've had plenty of problems in the past trying to overturn this, trying to push for this, and I think that they're going to get it. And when they do, then there's going to be a lot of upset people. Then you just look to New Jersey and some other places and see what happens.
Well, you've got to break the law first before any kind of action be taken. You got to break the law before you lose your rights to anything. And we have done nothing wrong. And it's way too deep for this. But the idea of a witch hunt, you put your name in the paper if you go out and get drunk. You're a deviant, you know, some kind of molester or something like that. You can't be doing this just because you own a gun. We haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
You know, and so like I always say, cooler heads have to prevail, and they're on a witch hunt.
So, oh, definitely, definitely. Absolutely, because this is the thing to do. Expose, expose, expose. But then, as you said, there's your line in the sand. You're just going to infuriate people who shouldn't. Why should that happen? Why should you have your name published?
Yeah, and what are they going to do? Go to these gun shows and stir the pot? Is that what they're going to do?
That's what I think. Yeah.
And, well, they... Okay, I'll throw it out there. Get all they've got to do is get a magazine that shows all the gun shows, and then show up, and they're going to see that they're way, way behind. That they're not. It's not going to happen. And I don't see any way to enforce all this stuff.
I don't either. I think it'd be a nightmare. I don't think so. I think it's a way. And then it would be now on top of everything else, another waste of resources. Look how thin police departments are, etc., or even FBI, go to, you know, ATF, look at dispersing, wasting agents on things that I don't think they should be there.
Yeah, they're just wasting a bunch of money. In the place where I live, they want the law enforcement wants the police, the people to join like a civilian on patrol
yes,
type deal, you know,
yes.
And they're going to send us out to the gun range on a Saturday.
Yeah,
now what? You know, come on. You know, it's bed against state. It's the same old.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's exactly what it is. It is the same circle that we've been driving around for a very long time. Yeah,
but,
crazy.
But, you know, you can't lose a right until you break the law.
Yep.
And then you've got to have a trial, and you've got to be convicted, and then you lose those rights. There it is.
Yeah. Great points, Pete. I agree. You haven't done anything wrong that shouldn't be. I hope it doesn't happen in Connecticut. We'll see what kind of support that, you know, actually that this one state representative ends up getting. Stephen Dargan is his name, and I think the idea that you could get the names and addresses of the gun permit holders, look, that's an invasion of privacy. And this argument is lame. Oh, we have a right to know. We have a right to know who owns a gun. Do I have a right to know who could be a child molester in my neighborhood? And the answer to that is, that's deviant behavior, breaking the law, and they do have to notify you if that's going on. But I'm saying, let's say somebody unconvicted. What's going on in people's houses behind closed doors? What do you think's happening? You know, what could be happening in your neighborhood? So the idea of arguing that you have a right to know who owns a gun, I just can't get on board with that. I mean, I understand the anger, the people who, and I feel the same way, the slaughtering of those kids is just unbearable, sickening, so wrong in so many ways that humanly are undescribable. But this is not going to do anything to bring those kids back. This is only igniting an argument that has no end that any of us want to see. Trust me. There is not a good ending in this one. They're even talking about introducing a bill that would make it illegal for anyone who's got a protective order. I understand the felony thing, but somebody who's got a protective order from buying bullets, and, you know, here's the problem, restricting access to ammunition. Do we really, that's a slippery slope, are we really going down that slope? Are we really going to do that? I mean, how's this going to stop madmen, fools, people that are out of their mind from committing the kind of acts that we saw at Newtown that Adam Lanza perpetrated, you know, a mass killing? How is that, how is any of the things that I've just mentioned, how's that going to change that? I don't think so. I don't think so. But in Connecticut, I bet there is a good chance that this goes through. And if I were somebody who was there and I had a permit, I would not be happy with my state. Oh, I would not be happy. I know two people, two close friends in my life, two close friends. One lives in Texas and another one lives in Arizona. They didn't grow up in families that had guns. But they wanted to have, because they had the ability to, they wanted to be able to have a gun in case they needed it, in case they had to defend themselves in their house, never thinking it was going to happen twice. In both of those cases, both these guys, one had a robber come in, was in another room, and ended up shooting him. He didn't kill him, but he shot him. Otherwise, the guy was within inches of getting to his daughter. And in the other case, same thing, he stopped a robbery in progress. And it was because he was able to hold him with the gun, you know, have him on the floor, hold him, the police came, that kind of thing. So I'm thinking these clear-cut examples in my world of people who weren't gun owners but became gun owners, and then they're the two people that I know that have been in that position. Wow. I mean, that's all I can say is there were great examples to me of, you know, this is why. This is why you can't take away that ability. You can't just rip that out of the Constitution. It's not going to solve the problem at all. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll be talking more about that. 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in. Also, what is the craziest thing that you've ever seen fall out of the back of a truck when you were driving around somewhere? Think about that for a second.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
House, how would you feel about that, showing that you own a gun? I guess there's kind of two theories here. Let them come up to my porch. I think honestly it's more dangerous for neighbors who don't have them then, because it would clearly denote those houses, and because they wouldn't have the X or the check or the whatever, and I think it would be more dangerous for the people who don't have it than probably at that point. But if you want to weigh in, please do. In Connecticut, they're considering trying to push through, one of the state representatives trying to push through some legislation that would make it perfectly legal to do that. So if I live in Connecticut and I decide, you know what, I'm going to go get my permit and I'm going to get a gun, I'm going to have a Glock, I'm going to have a whatever, and I decide, boom, this is the year, this is what I'm doing, then my name appears on a list of everybody else's. I would not be happy about that. So is that really going to stop people from getting guns? No. But is it going to create more tension and less conversation? I think it's going to create more tension than the opening the conversation wide up, which is what that state representative thinks that people will have to discuss it then. All right, quickly, before we go to what I think is the crazy, one of the crazy things that I've heard of so many things dumping out of the back of trucks, and I've seen it with my own eyes only twice. Once was mattresses, and the other time it was actually some cattle, and that was pretty shocking. The mattresses were dangerous, but I was able to navigate that without smashing my car right into it. People around me had done that, and I just missed it. But before we get to that story, a follow-up to Newtown, Connecticut. I mentioned that they were saying, oh, thank you, world and Americans. We don't need any fellow Americans. We don't need any more gifts. We don't need any more of that kind of stuff because we're overwhelmed with the donations since that massacre at Sandy Hook. The town has been pleading, stop the gifts. But every day they arrive there. And there's just so many stuffed animals, so many things that have come in. They had to set up a task force to coordinate 800 volunteers who are sorting the gifts, opening the mail, answering the emails and phone calls, offering for help, offering to help or assist or whatever. Tens of thousands of teddy bears stretch across the warehouse ceiling. 30,000 of them have been sorted into small, medium, and large sizes. Then there's pencils, books, and all kinds of stuff. And I think this story just enraged so many people that they're trying to figure any way they can help for anybody in Newtown, Connecticut. So they're storing, the town is trying to figure out what to do. They're storing all this stuff. And letters have been sent to each of the victims' families asking for their input. And they're just getting a massive outpouring from not just here, but across the world. And it's because that story was so horrific. It touched touched so many people, way too many people, because that's why they have to have 800 volunteers. Would you like to volunteer? We only need 80. We only need 800 of them. We only need 800. So it's almost created a disaster. The Newtown Volunteer Task Force has a website, a Facebook page, Twitter account, telephone number, all of that. Wow. Shows you, though, how awful people felt. All right, I said this thing about what's the strangest thing that's ever been dumped in front of you out of a semi, some other kind of a truck, whatever. And I was reading, the reason this I brought this up is because I was reading a story about the 32 bulls that slammed into a tree on I-75 and stopped traffic and forced the Florida Highway Patrol to chase down and shoot one of the animals that had escaped. That's sad, because that's always what could be the scary ending. And bulls coming out of that, I don't know if they had much choice. Rather than shooting, I don't know that they had a choice in this one, but man, it would be scary to be one of the people right behind that truck. Oof. And I've seen even some kind of metal. It looked like metal piping or something that came out of the back of a truck once too. I was far enough away from it that by then traffic had gone to a crawl. But I bet there's people who have stories, because especially in California, this one was in Florida with the bulls, but you always hear stories in California about on the 101 or other highways, somebody dropped a load of bees, or somebody dropped, one time I think I read some kind of syrup is just came flying out of the back of it. And that just depends on where your car is, how you're going to survive that. If you're in the car and that happens, boy, just keep two hands on the wheel and just wait till it finishes before you decide to make a move. All right, let me throw out the numbers. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can do that. Just belly up. Don't be shy. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. And the main push, the main part of the conversation is the fact that we have Newtown, Connecticut being overrun by an outpouring, I think, of people who were so upset for the parents there that they sent anything they could, whether it was money or whether it was some other toy or something that they picked up. It's amazing what the human spirit can do and what they've done, and just terrific to see that. As we are often guilty of doing, we jump around a little bit here on America Tonight. In fact, we do that a lot. I think that you have ADD, and I think that I have ADD. So if that's the case, then we're going to meet in the middle somehow, and this is probably what we're going to do. Meet in the middle. Yes. Speaking of meeting in the middle, this is not meeting at all. How do welfare recipients actually get cash at strip clubs or liquor stores? Hello, receipt, evidence. Hey, how was the job search this week? Well, I went down to the Bada Bing, and I couldn't really concentrate very well. Couldn't do that. There's a electronic base that shows how many people are on this site. 200 million electronic benefit transfer records from January of 2011 to July of this past year show welfare people using the EBT cards to make dozens of cash withdrawals at ATMs, also inside a salon in Brooklyn and the Blue Door Video Shop in the East Village. So temporarily, the people who are lucky enough to get the assistance are blown it for everybody else by doing what they're doing with the checks. And the Bronx spot where they were, they have actually really been patrolling that pretty heavily. So I'm very surprised at people just boldly taking out cash at those places, not even coming with the cash, but taking lump sums and not worrying about the consequences of that. Ooh. Great when you're 22, but when you get on the other end of it, think it might be just a little bit tougher to try and do that. Since we started talking about the Connecticut thing, the obvious trial to look at, it's not a trial yet at this point, but it will be, is the proceedings that are happening in the theater massacre. So you have the suspect, James Holmes, is supposed to be in court on Monday, 6 months after that rampage in Colorado. And this is a guy who's a former neuroscience graduate student. He's charged with killing 12 and injuring 70 by opening in a chicken way fire in a darkened theater showing the newest Batman movie at the time. So prosecutors are busy lining up their ducks and their case against Holmes. It'll be the first official public disclosure of the evidence. And then the judge determines whether there's enough evidence to send the case to trial or not. So it is kind of like a mini trial. It's a great way to put that, since there are different aspects to this, and how well the prosecution is doing or what they need to do better, they'll get a chance to see. Preliminary hearings sometimes are the first step to resolving the case, and a mini trial so both can see what the handwriting is, reading the tea leaves. They've got a perfect example of it there. Stay with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. Guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Nut that James Holmes, who faces about 160 counts, including first-degree murder and attempted murder, could have waived his right to a preliminary hearing, didn't do that. So now this is like that mini-trial thing I was just explaining. There's expected to be so many survivors and family members of the people who were slaughtered, who were killed, that at this preliminary hearing they have an overflow courtroom, 2 overflow courtrooms. They're going to have video and audio feeds. And I say bravo to the people who go to that. If it makes them feel better, if they get some closure, if they have that need to see him and watch what happens there, then I think it's a, I think it's good. Whatever it is that helps to help the, get them over something that you never really recover from, then bravo. So I'm glad he didn't waive it, actually, and I'm glad that they're going to get a chance to really look him in the eye, in a sense, in a different way. I think he'll feel that anger and heat coming coming to him from the people that are going to be there in the court. So as usual here in America Tonight, we are mixing it up in a couple of different directions, talking about the idea that now Connecticut, they're looking at possibly publishing the names and addresses of the people who have gun permits. Think it's ridiculous, but it's just the part of where we are now in a polarized nation. Politically speaking, we are absolutely there when it comes to guns. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. Hello.
No worries. We got
okay.
You. No worries.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a vacuum cleaner that lost its suction?
Yes, I have.
Well, I have a plan for you. If you'll attach Tony Romo to it, it will suck.
Oh, another unsatisfied. But you're not a Cowboy fan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't say you're
a Cowboy fan.
I could have used another team, but it would cause my brother of another mother much chagrin, and he knows who I'm speaking of.
Oh, I know. Could it be JNW as the initials?
That's a possibility there.
Oh, okay, there you go. I gotcha.
Okay, now, about this nutcase that, I resent the redheaded implication there because I'm a redhead. But about this character that did that, it's too bad that we can't get uncivilized and just lock him in a room with a dead animal and let him see just exactly what the deterioration of a body that's had the life taken from it goes through, and let him suffer the consequences of being locked up with it for as long as it takes for him to commit suicide.
Yeah.
There was an ancient king one time that had a vast supply of gold, and his country was raided, and his country was conquered. And when they got there, they said, well, why did you use some of this gold to protect yourself? And he said, well, I didn't want to give up my gold. So they locked him in the room with all of his gold, and 3 days later he killed himself. And I think this evildoer would do the same thing, leaving one gun with one bullet and a dead corpse of a large animal, for about a week, and at the end of that time, you would find that justice had been served.
Mm.
I know I'm sound mean and cruel, but I think anybody that uses a gun in that fashion is just to be dealt with in very severe terms.
I agree. And then other people here and say, oh, that's not how we operate in America, this is terrible. But, you know, what about the victims? It seems like we're become a nation where we're so focused on the rights of the killer the victim.
We used to, back in colonial times, take people like that, and we'd have public executions.
Yeah.
And for people that stole, we'd put them into stocks, and everybody would go by, and they'd have the crime that they committed wrapped around their neck in the language of the people there. And from that time on, that person was persona non grata. He'd have to leave the territory because he wouldn't be able to get work. He wouldn't be able to support himself. And very short time, he would be just no longer anywhere to be seen, because that kind of reputation would just ruin you.
Yeah.
And I think we need to go back to some of those instances to where the shame of the crime would be enough to deter people from doing such things.
Yeah.
I've only had to shoot one person in my life, and it was because he threatened my life. And but I am a gun owner. I am a gun hider-outer, so the government doesn't know what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come to take mine, I won't have any.
I like that. I won't have any. Dan, that was good. I like that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so you heard Dan's point there. It's, you know, what is the answer? What is the answer to what you can do to really have justice served in a situation where we're talking about this, like James Holmes? And I said the counts, 160 counts, and what's in that 160 counts? Well, first-degree murder, attempted murder, because you had survivors. And he doesn't waive the preliminary hearing. and then the lawyers would both be in the middle of preparing for the trial. But the defense especially likes to have a hearing because they want to get a picture of what the prosecution's going to do. That's not a secret. But the fact that you have, I'm glad that he waived that, as I already said, because then the family members and all the other people can be there to see the courtroom proceedings. I don't know. There's something about that. If I were in that situation, which I can't even imagine the pain, the heartache that you would feel. You know, I don't know how many of you have ever experienced like some kind of loss. If you've had a loss or been blindsided by some kind of loss, you know what I'm talking about. That heaviness in your chest that's just really, frankly, scary. It's just choking you. It doesn't really leave you no matter what you do. And I have to assume, I hope not. I mean, I hope people are getting counseling or help. And I know people reached out to so many of them. But there has to be some of that, for sure, I would assume, bottled up. And maybe they're, by going to the hearings and watching this guy squirm and with his giant eyeballs as though he's in such shock. Did I really do that? Plan that out and go and shoot all those people? I don't know. To me, there's something about that and seeing that. And perhaps there's some kind of sense of peace or calm that overcomes the victim's families and the survivors and in other hearings, he's been very bizarre and with his shocking orange-red hair and his just seems to be dazed with his giant eyes and, you know, whatever. So who knows? However, I think it's good that the opportunity is there and then they'll play this thing out. And I cannot imagine that he doesn't end up going away for the rest of his life. Whatever technicality, let's hope that doesn't happen. I do not see this. Certainly we know that this guy is not walking. But what does he get? What happens from this initial hearing? We'll wait and see, and there'll be more things probably revealed in that. It's interesting now we started down this gun lane talking about Connecticut and the fact that they've got a bill that might make gun owners' names public and in the buzz in the backyard, whether you own a gun or not, because I know a lot of people that don't own guns are backing the whole idea of you can't make that public, because then what's next? What can you make public? What's fair game and what can't you? And I think in this case with the people who have guns, it's not fair to make that public because that's their own personal business. How about you? You can flip me an email, americatonight.net.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.